Beis, Yehi Ratzon Shelimudenu Yeh Schus, Li'ili Nishmas, Reb Aaron Yudaleib, Ben Reb Noach Tzvi, Zechrono Levracha. The first parak of Masechet Shviyos taught us that in addition to having to allow the land to rest during the seventh year, before the seventh year, activities that are perceived as being for the sake of the seventh year also should be stopped. Therefore, in a field of trees, no plowing from Shavuos. The Bar Tanura pointed out that that was just the original Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel annulled this, but that was the original Mishnah. So the original Mishnah was that no plowing from Shavuos of the sixth year, because of the forthcoming seventh year. That's the period called Tosefes Shviyos. And our Mishnah will begin with, what about a field not of trees, but a white field, in other words, a field of grain? How long can we plow in a field of grain and legumes in the sixth year, a field that doesn't have trees? You can plow as long as the ground is still moist because of all the rain of the winter. And then it's clearer that you're plowing for that which is there in the field, for the vegetables and the grain, and not to prepare the field for the next year, the seventh year. How long is that? As long as people are still plowing for the sake of the melons and the gourds. But after that, it looks like you're plowing to prepare for the seventh year. You're not allowed to do so based on the rule of Tosefes Shviyos. In other words, around Pesach time, you have to stop with the plowing. Amar Reb Shimon said, Nasata Toras kol echad ve'echad biyado. If you do it this way, each person can have his own Torah. Each person can have his own halacha. One person can say, my field is still moist. I'm still plowing for the fruits of this year. I'm not plowing for next year. The other person says, my field is already dry. So one person has to stop plowing. The next person can keep plowing. Ella rather, there is a set time in a field that is white, namely a field of wheat or legumes. You can only plow until Pesach. A field of trees, as we learned in the last perek, you can plow until Shavuos. Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah lists a number of agricultural activities are not allowed during Shemitah, but they are allowed before Shemitah. Mizablin, you're allowed to add fertilizer. Uma'adrin, you're allowed to dig ditches at the roots of the trees to enable things to grow better. Uva medlaos, b'makshos v'medlaos, among the melons and the gourds. Ad Rosh Hashanah, all the way till Rosh Hashanah. These things are only prohibited rabbinically, and since they're only prohibited rabbinically during Shemitah, therefore they are not prohibited during Tosefes Shviyos. V'chein, the same is true, Bives Hashlachin, if you have a field which is constantly being irrigated, the rainwater is not enough for it, you have to constantly keep watering it. So then, the hoeing is beneficial for the sixth year's crop throughout the summer, and you're allowed to keep hoeing all the way till Rosh Hashanah. Now another series of rabbinic activities. Miablin, you may cut off blemishes that are on a tree. Mefarkin, you can take off too many live branches. When there are too many live branches on the tree, you can take off some of those branches to make it easier for the tree branches to grow. Ma'abkin, you can put dust on top of the roots of a tree. Ma'ashnin, you can fumigate. You can put smoke to kill the worms that might be on the tree. Even though you can't do these things during Shemitah, that's only midrabanan. It's not included in the Torah's explicit prohibitions on plowing, planting, and harvesting, and therefore you can do it during Tosefes Shviyos ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shimon says, some of these activities, afnotel hu es ha'ale min ha'eshkol bashvius. Even during Shemitah, you would be allowed to take a leaf off of a cluster of grapes, because that's not considered harvest or pruning. That's just to protect the grapes from getting ruined. And it would be allowed even during Shemitah itself, and not just during Tosefes Shvius. Halacha, though, is not like Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah Gimel. Misaklin ad Rosh Hashanah. We may clear out stones from a field throughout the sixth year, all the way till Rosh Hashanah. Mekarsimin, that is to cut the dry branches off of a tree. You can do that also until Rosh Hashanah. Mizardin, you can take off the moist branches. When there are too many of them, you can trim them and leave some of them still. That's called zirud. You can do that till Rosh Hashanah. And mefaslin, you can take off things that are no good. One of the ideas of mefaslin is to cut off all the branches of the tree to enable the tree to regrow. You can do that all the way till Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Kizeruda v'chipsula shel chamishis, kach shel shishis. Rabbi Yeshua believes that these activities, pruning, thinning, cutting away decayed matter, are even allowed into Shemitah, the same way you're doing it for the fifth year's stuff. In the sixth year, when you do it during Shemitah, you're just doing it for the sixth year's crop. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol zman she'ani rashoi b'avodas ha'ilan, rashoi ani b'pisulo. So Rabbi Shimon says, as long as I'm allowed to work the tree, that's when I'm allowed to prune and thin and cut branches. And therefore, since I can't work the tree already starting from Shavuos, I can't do these activities already from Shavuos in the sixth year, according to Rabbi Shimon. Again, as we've seen before, almost all of the prohibitions of Tosefes Shvius have been annulled. Halachas like the Tana Kama. Mishnah Dalet. Mizahamin es hanatios. You're allowed to put this bad smelling, foul odor smelling thing around a young sapling to keep the worms away. The korchin, and you can wrap osan, the young saplings. The kotmin osan, and you can chop off the very top of the young saplings. For osan lehen batim, and you're allowed to make for the young saplings little canopies to protect them from the sun or from the heat. Umashkin osan, and you can water young saplings ad Rosh Hashanah, all the way up till Rosh Hashanah, in other words, throughout the sixth year. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Omer, af mashku sanof b'shvius avalo asa'ikar. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, you can even water the branches of a tree during Shemitah. You just can't during the seventh year itself. He holds you just can't water the trunk of a tree during the seventh year, which is the normal way in which you water trees. Halacha lo is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. During the seventh year, you're not allowed to water the trunk, and you're not allowed to water the branches. The fifth Mishnah talks about figs. Sachin es hapagin. If you have a fig, you're allowed to smear oil on an unripe fig in order to help it ripen quickly. Umenakvin osan, you can make holes in this unripe fig in order to enable the rain to seep in and ripen faster. Ad Rosh Hashanah, all the way till Rosh Hashanah, in other words, throughout the sixth year. Pagi Erev Shvius, if you have unripe figs from the sixth year, Shenichnasu L'Shvius, that are now have entered into the seventh year, or Shel Shvius, unripe figs of the seventh year, Sheyatzu L'Motzai Shvius, that have now gone out into the year after Shemitah, lo sachen. At this point, you can't smear them with oil, v'lo menakvin osan, nor can you make holes in them to enable them to ripen faster. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends on the place. Makom shenagu lasuch, if the norm in this place is to smear the unripe figs, then enan sachin, you can't smear them with oil, mipnei shi'avoda, it appears to be a work during Shemitah. But if it's a place where people do not have the normal practice of smearing the unripe figs with oil, then smearing the unripe figs with oil does not appear to be an avoda, and it is permitted during Shemitah with figs of the sixth year. Makom shenagu shlo lasuch, sachin. Rabbi Shimon matir ba'ilan, mipnei shu rashai ba'avodas ha'ilan. Rabbi Shimon says that if you have a tree filled with fruits of Shemitah, you can do work on that tree after Shemitah, because that's already a time that you are allowed to work the trees. So even though the whole tree is filled with fruits that have the holiness of Shemitah, you can do work to help this tree. However, the Chachamim do not agree, and halacha is like the Tana Kama, that a tree which is carrying Shemitah fruit, you cannot be working on it. Only once the Shemitah fruit is off, in the eighth year, can you work on the tree. Mishnah Vav. Ein notin, we do not plant young saplings, ein mavrichin, nor do we take a branch of an olive, of a grapevine, and push it under the ground so that new roots will grow from it, and a new vine will grow up. Ein markivin, nor do we take a branch of one tree and graft it with a branch of another tree, erev shvius, on in the sixth year, pachos mishloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, it's going to take 30 days for the roots of a tree to catch, and therefore, if you're going to plant within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, the roots are going to be catching during Shemitah. However, v'imnata ohivrich ohirkiv, and if you in fact did so, yakor, you have to uproot it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. It doesn't take, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 30 days for the roots to take hold. He says it takes 3 days. Kol harkava she'ena koletes l'shlosha yamim, shuv ena koletes. Any grafting or planting that doesn't take, propagating, that doesn't take hold within 3 days is not going to take hold at all. It is 2 weeks. The Gemara explains that this argument is whether it takes trees 30 days, 3 days, or 14 days to take root is it besides the 30 days of Tosefta Shvias. So if you hold it takes 30 days for a tree to take root, that means you can only plant 61 days before Rosh Hashanah, 30 days for it to take root, and then it should take root before the 30 days before Shemitah. If you hold it takes 3 days to take root, you can plant 34 days before Rosh Hashanah, 3 days for it to take root, and it took root before the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. And if you hold it takes 14 days to take root, you can plant 45 days before Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. Mishnah Zayin. Ha'orez v'hadochen, rice or millet, ha'pragin papi v'hashumshimin, or sesame, shehishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, let's say it's not, we're talking about the laws of Shemitah, we're talking now about the laws of Maaser. In years 1 and 2 of the Shemitah cycle, you separate Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. In year 3, you separate Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. In year 4 and 5, you separate Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. In year 6, you separate Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. In other words, in years 1, 2, 4, and 5, a second 10% is brought to Jerusalem and eaten there in a state of purity. In years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle, the second 10% is not brought to Jerusalem, it's given to the poor. So when we date a plant is of great halachic significance. Rice, millet, poppy, and sesame that took root before Rosh Hashanah, mis asrin l'she'avar, their miser is based on the year in which they took root. So if they took root in year 2 and then you had Rosh Hashanah of year three, even though they were picked in year three, the Maaser is going to be Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Umutar and Bishvias, and if they took root in the sixth year before the Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, they do not have the status of produce with the holiness of Shemitah. However, Vimla, but if they did not take root before Rosh Hashanah, they took root after Rosh Hashanah, then if it was the Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, Asurin Bishvias, they are forbidden in the seventh year. In other words, they have the holiness of Shemitah produce, and the rabbis created a prohibition against Svichin, against eating Shemitah vegetables, and therefore they would not be allowed to be eaten. Umis Asrin, and in terms of Meiser, if they took root after Rosh Hashanah of, let's say, year four, Hashanah Haba, the Meiser would be, based on the year they took root, in year four, it would be Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, Pol HaMitzri, the Egyptian bean, Shazro Luzera, if it was planted in order to create seeds and not to be able to eat it, Batchila Kayotze Bahen, if it was planted from the very beginning for the sake of seeds, it's like rice and millet and poppy and sesame, and we follow when it takes root, both in regards to what meiser you should give from this Egyptian bean and in regards to Shemitah. However, if you planted the Egyptian bean not for the sake of its seeds but for the sake of its leaves and to eat the vegetables, then it has the law of vegetables that are dated by when they are picked, not by when they took root. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Afunim ha-gamlonim. Thick beans, kayotze bahen, are also like sesame and Egyptian bean, and we date them based on when they took root. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar says, Afunim ha-gamlonim, thick peas, mishatirmalu. Once they form pods, lifnei Rosh Hashanah, that's before Rosh Hashanah, then they belong to the year before Rosh Hashanah, and if they formed the pod after Rosh Hashanah, they belong to the year that was after Rosh Hashanah. Habitzalim hasarisim, onions which do not produce any seed, or pol hamitzri, Egyptian bean, shemana mehen mayim shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that you didn't give them any water for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then they are no longer vegetables, because vegetables are things that need a lot of water. They grow on constant amounts of water. Rather, they are considered an item that grows on rainwater, and they don't follow when they are picked, but they follow when they take root. So again, if you have onions that don't have seed, or Egyptian bean that you are not planting it for its seed, you're planting it for its vegetable, but you prevented for this Egyptian bean from getting water for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Mis Asrin L'Sha'avar, at that point they're no longer vegetables. They now will be dated based on when they took root. And if that was before Shemitah, Umutar and Bashvias, they'll be permitted during Shemitah. V'im Lav, and if you did not deny them 30 days worth of water, they were watered continually, and they were planted for the sake of the vegetables, then Asurim Bashvias, we follow when they are picked, they're prohibited during Shemitah, Umas Asim L'Shana Haba, their Maiser is based on the year in which they were picked. Vishel Baal, let's say you have a field in which grain can grow without irrigation, and in this field where grain can grow without irrigation, vegetables generally need a lot of water, and if instead mana mehen mayim shte onos, he denied them water for two of the watering periods, at that point they are no longer considered vegetables, and we will say they belong to last year, not to the year when they are picked. Divrei Rabbi Meir, the Sefer of Rabbi Meir, the Chacham say you have to deny them for more periods. You have to deny them water for shalosh, for three periods, and then we would say they belong to the year before this Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Yud. Hadluin shekiman lezera. Gourds, which he is keeping them for the sake of seeds. In other words, he left the gourds on the vine and didn't pick them when they were ready, because he's interested in the seeds of the gourds in order to plant them. So it didn't make a difference to him if they were going to dry up on the vine, because the seeds would be usable. It was ready to be picked earlier, but he left it there in order to have seeds. So then, the Mishnah says, Im hukshu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if the gourds became hard before Rosh Hashanah, v'nifslu me'ochel adam, and became unfit for human consumption, so therefore, even though they were on the vine when Shemitah arrived, when you pick them, they're not considered Shemitah fruits, and therefore, mutu l'kaimon b'shvius, when you pick them during Shemitah, you're allowed to keep them during Shemitah and use them for seeds. Now, if a fruit would have the status of Shemitah fruit, you couldn't use it for seed, because the Torah says about Shemitah fruit, lachem yeh la'achla, it should be for you to eat it. The Kedusha of Shemitah fruit requires that you eat it, not that you plant any of it. V'im lav, but if not, in other words, the gourds only hardened after Rosh Hashanah, then they belong to the year of Shemitah. Asu l'kaim b'shvius, you can't keep them during Shemitah for the sake of seeds. Hatmaros shalahem asuros b'shvius. Now, tamar is a date. So what does it mean, hatmaros shalahem are prohibited during Shemitah? One explanation is this is referring to the buds of the gourds before they blossom, when they look like dates. And this is saying that this growth was edible, and it didn't harden with the gourd, and therefore it does belong to Shemitah, and therefore it is prohibited during Shemitah, and it has prohibited, meaning it has all the laws of the mitzvah of Shemitah, Kedushas Shvius, the holiness of Shemitah. It can't be used for seeds, but it would have to be eaten with holiness, like all Shemitah food has to be eaten with holiness. The Mishnah then says, Umartzitin ba'af, marbitzin ba'af, or lavan divir Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that you are allowed to water fields, a white field, on, water it, on Erev Shemitah, so that the vegetables will grow during Shemitah. That's the view of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elez ben Yaakov, Os Rabbi Elez ben Yaakov prohibits. Now, Memarsin Ba'orez B'Shvius. If you have, Memarsin Ba'orez means, if you may flood a rice field and stir the mud during Shemitah. In other words, if you have rice that took root before Rosh Hashanah and it's not Shemitah produce, you're therefore allowed to flood it with water and then stir the mud during Shemitah, because it's really of last year's stuff. You're helping last year's stuff. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Avol ein mekaschen, but you're not allowed to trim the rice plants during Shemitah. You can't clip the leaves of the rice plants because this will stimulate further growth, and that is prohibited during Shemitah. And halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, you're not allowed to trim the rice plants during Shemitah. Ad kan Perek Beis of Masechet Shvius.